Wicked Men by Mario Minx, read by Mario Minx. These are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in the city. Ezekiel 11:2. Lucius Malfoy is not a kind man. He is a pure blood, cool, harsh, unyielding, wealthy, indecently so, clothed in the finest silks and dragon hide, with a cane forged of the purest silver. He is not handsome. He might have been, once, but the years in service to the Dark Lord have not been kind to him. He does not deny himself anything. Decades enduring the Cruciatus, running from the ministry, with a thread of Avada hanging over his head, have taught him to savor each moment as his last, to debauch himself each night as if his execution were on the morrow. Somehow, his cheeks are not sallow and sunken, and his belly does not hang soft over his belt. He is a Dorian Gray, no longer beautiful, perhaps, but unmarked by 40 years of precarious living. He does not have a portrait on which he displays the darkness of his soul, but he writes his sins on the face of Severus Snape. He paints the wickedness on the canvas of his chest and thighs, marks them with the blackness of his heart. His media is saliva and semen on the background of Snape's hair. Snape students would be interested to know that what makes his hair so greasy, but he is unlikely to tell them, even if they would believe it. Snape accepts the ministrations as his own penance. He has never been beautiful and does not look away from his reflection. He drinks it in, contemplates it, revels in the black-white differences when Lucius claps him about the waist. His hands are stained, with brittle nails and scarred wrists, but when Lucius takes them, they become works of art. Draco finds them one day, during the summer holidays, and Lucius has Severus bent over a table in the library, surrounded by stacks of books and potion vials. Severus is silent, not making a sound as his eyes meet Draco's. He holds his gaze as Draco nods amicably, turns, and goes out. Lucius is not pleased that Draco has seen them, but Severus reminds him that it is summer and they were in the library. When he has calmed down, he leaves him in his office and stalks away, robes billowing, to find Draco. When he encounters the boy, sitting in a window twirling his wand, he asks him to join them. Severus is not surprised when the boy agrees.